Yeah, Tom, it's great. Look, at for the whole club, it's great. But for us as a team, it's great to be the first team to represent Dunlow and Ulster. You know, it's an honour for the boys, an honour for myself as the manager and the backroom team. You know, just to be getting a run in Ulster, talk about Dunlow and Ulster is just it's a great feeling, and around the town, you know, they're all on about it. So, no, it's good to be there.
And a big lead up into it. What, it'll be 6 weeks since you last played. Has that been a positive or a negative?
Yeah, look, Tom, it's a long time. Everybody's just waiting on it to happen now. Like, the boys are just chomping at the bit to get it happening, and you just hope that they don't be rusty after it. But we got a few wee games, friendlies and stuff like that. So you just hope that it's not going to be rusty on the day, because 6 weeks is a long time without competitive football.
Yeah. Who did you play in those challenge games?
We played Miles Gales from Grange there and won, and we played ATU in another one. We had lined up to play the Gales before their championship win last weekend. We had them lined up, but it just didn't happen because with the under-21 championship out, we had a few boys playing in that, so yeah, it didn't work out for us. But look, yeah, we had two games anyway, and we were a bit in-house stuff going on, so just trying to keep the boys going, really. They're just... all you can do, Tom, when you don't have competitive action, you know.
Yeah, because you had built up great momentum ahead of the Donegal Championship, really. I put in a huge effort. And obviously with lads back at college and the nights closing in, it's probably not as easy to get them together as it was, say, during the summer.
Yeah, look, it was great the way the championship ran off. And it was, for us, everybody trained every night. It was great. Even the boys away from home had their own we programmed to do, and we'd meet up on a Friday night or a Thursday night up in Oma or whatever, like, and it was good that way. The last few weeks now with the bad weather, we couldn't get them pitches. So really, it was just whatever we were doing at the weekends ourselves. And look, it's not ideal going into Ulster to have this situation, but nothing you can do about it the time of the year, isn't it? Like, you're going to have that. So the boys work hard, you know, in the gym and stuff like that, and they do their own ball work, and we get a few early evenings and that as well, just for the boys at home, and the boys away are doing their own bit. So, look, it all works out. We can't do anything about it. It's just great to be having problems like that.
And tell me, what about Dunloy? Do you know much of them?
Not a lot. Not a lot about them. Just talking to a couple of boys that's playing up in Antrim in the championship, Jack Scally and Michael Connolly and them boys, that just said they're a physically strong team, and they're very quick in that. You know, we watched them now on the stream when they played in the final against Glenravel, and they were fairly comprehensive winners on that day. So they have a lot of strength with their dual players. You know, they're very strong, and they've been in Antrim panels for a while with the hurling and that, and they seem to be the good forwards as well in the football.
Yeah, and I suppose they have it's not their home pitch, but it's pretty close to home.
Yeah, well, hey, they're probably, 15-20 minutes away from it, you know, and they've all went to school around that area, and they've probably played on that pitch loads. So, yeah, it's nearly a home pitch for them. But look at that, we knew that, it was an away draw, and sure, look, you have to do that. It's the same as going to an away team in the championship. You just have to go with it and play your own game.
And tell me, how's the health of the squad? Have you got everybody?
Hopefully we had a couple of niggles going in this last few weeks, but that's probably one of the things that helped, like, was having that wee break. We were able to rest the boys and get them ready again, so hopefully now for the weekend we should have everybody back in action.
So obviously it's obviously the fear of rustiness is going to be there, and probably it'll take a while to settle into the game.
Yeah, well, that's the fear you would have, but we try to get up, we're going to give up the road early and try and get a good warm up done, you know, and that, so hopefully we can bring that out of them and that, and look, you never know, Tom, the boys could start on fire and they could just take a wee while to get into it, and whatever it is, we just have to stay in the game if that happens, and just stay in the game and keep playing it out as we can, and we'll be there at the end anyway, whatever way it brings us, we'll keep going to that.